is Dr. Brandon Hawkins, 16th patient, Diana, D-I-A-N-A, last name H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E, the medical number 74026. Date of dictation is January 18, 2013. Patient presents at this time for a painful infected ingrown toenail at socialateral border of the left gray toe. Patient is an 18-year-old female. Patient states that it has been present for approximately 2 months in duration and was referred by our primary care physician, Dr. Anna Mendoza. Patient has orthopedic complaints, so this time denies any nausea, vomiting, pubic chills, and is currently taking Tylenol for pain relief. Previous hospitalization surgeries include cholecystectomy, secondary to tumor. Past and current medications include Tylenol, allergies, known drug allergies. Review systems is non-contributory. Social history is non-contributory. Family history is non-contributory. Rejection, partial punctization of the left great toe. At this time, there's notable signs of erythema, edema, as well as purulent discharge associated to the lateral board left great toe. The lateral labial fold is inflamed. There's also noted at this time signs of incurvation of the lateral nail fold or the lateral nail border. Skin otherwise shows no other signs of abrasions, corrections, lesions, lacerations, or signs of contusions. Vasculature shows palpable pedal pulses and noted to both thoracolpitis and posterior tibial arteries with regular rate and rhythm. There is no venous or arterial malformations at this time. Neurological sensation is intact, both sharp level and protective sensation, as well as degenerative reflexibility of the Achilles and patellar tendon region. Assessment number one is severe painful infected ingrown toenail medial, lateral border left great toe, pneumonex, onychomycosis, and paronychia, pneumonex cellulitis and edema, pneumonex is pain and inability to walk, plan of when patient was examined, pneumonex at the same patient was advised of both conservative options as well as surgical. At this time, patient opted for surgical intervention. Patient was consented in regards to this understanding, all risk benefits and alternatives associated with the procedure, and opted for surgical intervention, signed the consent form, after which time the patient's toe was then anesthetized using 4 cc's of 1% side of the game plane. After administration of local anesthesia, foot was then scrum prepped and draped in the usually aseptic manner, after which time, using a small tourniquet, it was then applied to the area, and using a 61 blade, the nail border was then cut back, after which time, using a curved hemostat, the nail border was then removed. Next, using 3 sequential applications of phenol at 1-minute intervals were then applied to the surgical area for chemical cauterization and matricectomy. The wound at this time was then dressed so that I took compressed dressing. Patient was given written and oral instructions in regards to postoperative care, including the use of the current medications which were prescribed, including Tylenol number 3, Celebrex, Keflex, as well as corticosporin, Otrexup. Patient was advised to remove the dressing in 24 hours and to begin soaking in instructions. Patient at this time will return it again in 1 week for follow-up management.